The incredible Australian actor, director, man of many voices, George Edwards, stars in a 52-part series based on Robert Louis Stevenson's classic 1896 novella, focused on the battle between the forces of good versus evil that goes on within all of us, especially those of you who have a laboratory with lots of bubbling flasks, beakers, test tubes, and Bunsen burners about. Yes, on this track you will hear the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Two back-to-back episodes. Each episode is 12 minutes in length from this 1943 classic series. On Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and thank you for listening.
Let me welcome them, Master.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Come along now, Florrie. I'm going to take your crutches away from you, and you're going to walk across the room to where Miss Utterson is standing. Now, are you ready, Margaret?
Yes, quite ready. And here's the new doll you're going to get when you reach me, Florrie.
Dr. Jekyll, I can't get that far by myself.
Oh, yes, you can. There's nothing the matter with you anymore. The operation and that holiday in the country has completely cured you. Now, come now. Give me those crutches.
I'm sure I'm going to fall.
Not a bit of it. Now, steady now. Take your time. First one foot, then the other. That's the way. Now, hang on to me until you get your balance.
Good. Oh, that's splendid, Florrie. Come on. Just a little way across the room.
Won't the other children be envious when they see your dolly? Just a few steps more now. That's the way. Bring your other foot forward. Now, I'm going to take away my arm.
Now, I've fallen and hurt myself.
Well, what if you do? You can get up again. But you're not going to fall now. Get your balance. There now. Off you go on your own. Bravo.
Oh, good girl. Splendid.
I got across all by myself.
Of course you did. I told you there was nothing wrong with you. Now come along, Margaret. Let her have her doll. She's earned it.
Are you busy, Dr. Jekyll?
No, nurse. What is it?
There's a crowd of people outside wanting to see you. I think it's some sort of a deputation.
Deputation? Whatever for?
It's supposed to be a great surprise, but I think they've made a collection amongst themselves to buy you and Miss Margaret a wedding present.
Well, I never.
Oh, how lovely of them, Henry. Out of their poor little bits of savings.
Are you ready, Margaret?
Yes. I feel quite nervous. I'm an interloper here. It's you they've come to pay tribute to.
Not a bit of it. They've come to know and to love you, too. Who is it that visits them and brings them things to eat?
Oh, who's been telling tales?
Your good deeds have found you out. Now, come along. Let's go and face the ordeal together.
Our first wedding present, Henry.
And we'll never get another. That will mean so much to me.
Come in.
A gentleman to see you, Miss Margaret, Mr. John Perry.
John! Well, you are a surprise. Where have you come from?
I got back to England yesterday.
And where have you been all this time? You haven't written or sent us a word of any kind.
Oh, some of the places I got to were rather a long way from post offices, Margaret.
Oh, then sit down and tell me all about it. Oh, you don't know how nice it is to see you.
Really? Do you mean it?
Oh, of course I do. I've missed you terribly.
Oh, Margaret.
Only the other day I was saying to Henry that I'd miss your face at our wedding, and now you'll be here.
Ah, yes, but I didn't come back to be in time for your wedding.
What did bring you back?
Well, almost 3 months ago, a bag of mail did reach me where I was, away out in the wilds of Africa, and one of the letters told me that your wedding had been put off. I decided to come back to England right away.
Why, John?
You've got no need to ask me that.
The wedding was only put off on account of Mr. Jekyll's death. And for no other reason at all, John.
While there's life, there's hope. Have you never heard that?
Yet 2 years ago, you suddenly set sail for the other side of nowhere.
The more fool me. I'd abandoned hope, but somehow, when I got that letter, I had a feeling that fate was giving me another chance, and I've come back to find out.
Oh, John, you mustn't. It's absolutely out of the question. Why, everything's arranged. It's only a little more than 3 weeks.
When I see you coming down the aisle of the church as Henry's wife, I'll know it's time to give up hope.
John, why do you talk like that?
Why do you think? Because I love you.
John, dear, it hurts me to hear you say that. You pour out this precious thing at my feet and I...
You don't even want it?
No, it's not that. You know I feel proud and pleased that you should think me worthy, but... Oh, why couldn't you have given it to someone who would return your love? Give you what you so well deserve.
Because, Margaret, darling, there's no one who can give me what I want but you.
Don't say that. You must put me out of your thoughts. Forget me.
What do you think I've been trying to do all the time I've been away? There were thousands of miles between us. Yet I never forgot you for a day.
It's very lovely of you, John. And if it wasn't for Henry...
Yes, go on.
It certainly would have been you.
I don't wish him any harm, my dear, but...
No, 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 you mustn't say it. I shouldn't have said what I did. I don't know what's come over me.
I don't know either. But I tell you, Margaret, my hopes have never been so high as they are at this moment.
Stop it. If you say things like that, I'll have to send you away, not see you.
Don't you trust yourself?
I do. But I mustn't even let myself think of the possibility of Henry not being here.
Yet the thought is there. By heavens, Margaret, I was right when I decided to come home as fast as I could and have another try for you.
You weren't. Don't you understand that I'm to be married in 3 weeks' time?
3 weeks? Anything might happen in that time. Ah, no, Margaret, you can't shake me off so easily this time. I want you more than anything in heaven or earth. And I'm going to try and get you by every means I can.
So glad I've seen you. What chased you off? Why, across the park.
Well, well. Sit down in the seat and get your breath.
Thanks.
Tell me, how have you been getting along?
That's just what I want to talk to you about. I've been that worried.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, you know Ard.
No, I don't know him, but go on.
Well... He went away like I told you. You know, that time he went off with Henry Jekyll to some place in Austria?
Oh, yes, sir. Caravina.
Well...
Yes?
He hasn't never come back again.
Hasn't he?
No. I've never seen or heard so much as a sign of him from that day to this. And that's nearly 4 months ago now.
So it is. But aren't you rather pleased about that? I gathered you didn't like him very much.
I didn't like him. I hated him. But at least he gave me money. Kept me in food.
I see. But didn't he make any provision for you while he was away?
Oh, he left me some money. But that's all gone. Then the tradespeople kept on letting me have things for a while, but now they're starting to turn nasty.
And you don't know what to do?
No, I don't. You see, well, you know how it is with me. If I go out looking for work, someone's sure to start asking questions.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Dr. Lanyon, please don't think I'm trying to put anything over on you, but if it ever came out that you and Henry was mixed up with me...
Yes, sir. You don't need to remind me of that, Hetty. I sometimes break out in a cold sweat myself to think what might be the result if it got known that we'd helped you to escape that time.
Yeah, that's what I think about, too. So, Something's got to be done, isn't it?
Yes, certainly something has got to be done.
I haven't wanted to do it, but seeing as how I met you, I might as well be truthful with you. I was on my way to see Henry when I spotted you.
And I'm mighty glad you did see me.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't be too welcome turning up at his place.
Well, might make things a little awkward for him. See, Hetty, he's going to be married very soon.
Married? Is he? Some girl in society, I suppose.
Well, someone he's known all his life.
Known all his life? All the same, I bet she don't know him like I do.
You're very bitter against him, aren't you?
Wouldn't you be?
Yes, perhaps I would. Well, I'll do something about all this, Hetty. You can count on me.
I know I can. You're the only decent chap I think I ever struck in me whole life. You know, you've never done a single rotten thing since I've known you.
Well, if I'm the best you know, you must have been very unlucky, Hetty, old girl.
Unlucky? Oh, well, they say things change every 7 years, so perhaps I'm in for something good. It's just on 7 years since I first met Henry. And I thought he was the most wonderful and marvelous thing that ever walked or breathed. How I loved him. I guess even the girl he's going to marry don't care for him as much as I did.
Oh, look here, Hetty. You're not going to cry, are you?
Oh, there's no point to that. Don't know what came over me. Don't often let myself think of things like that. Guess I'm a little light in the head or something.
Are you? When did you eat last?
Day before yesterday.
Good Lord. Here, come over to this tea shop with me now and we'll soon fix that up. And here's some money for you.
Thanks.
That'll last you for a while, and then either Henry or I will come down to where you live and make some arrangements for you to carry on.
As long as it's not Hyde. I don't think I could stand the sight of him again. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I think I hear his footsteps in the room. He walks that light, just like some animal. And his eyes, they sort of shine in the dark. I couldn't stand no more of him, not at any price.
Gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hello, Henry, old boy. Been having a few improvements made around the place?
Yes, I thought Margaret might find the rooms a little dark and overpowering as they were. They hadn't been redecorated for about 10 years.
You know, I like the idea of that big fireplace you had put in the entrance hall.
Yes, it's rather nice, isn't it? Imagine how it will look on winter days. As soon as the door opens, you'll look into a great leaping fire.
A warm welcome, eh? Well, I imagine it'll be one of the pleasantest places in London.
And with my pretty Margaret to add her smile.
All the arrangements for the wedding going well?
Oh, yes, I think so. From my end, anyhow. Margaret's fussing around with bridesmaids' dresses and red carpets and all the rest of it, but I guess she'll manage it all in plenty of time.
Are you busy?
Not for half an hour or so. I'm due at St. Giles at 4 o'clock, but it doesn't take me long to get there. Something you wanted to see me about? Yes.
I happened to meet Hetty yesterday.
Hetty? Where? What was she doing?
She was coming across Green Park. I gathered she was on her way to see you.
What about?
I suppose you know how things were between her and Edward Hine.
Yes. Yes, I knew.
Well, it appears that he's gone away somewhere. She hasn't seen him for months.
I know.
Any idea where he is?
Not the slightest. I haven't seen him. Nor am I likely to.
Speaking personally, I'm infernally glad to hear you say that. I have never met the gentleman, but anyone who has seems to loathe the very sight of him, including Hetty.
Yes, I rather imagine Hetty has particular reasons for hating him.
What are we going to do about her, Henry?
About her? We? Well, I guess she's my responsibility.
Not altogether. I'm involved in the matter, too, don't forget. Anyhow, for all sorts of reasons, I think you'd better let me do what's necessary.
You mean on account of my getting married?
Yes. It wouldn't be too good if you got tangled up in anything just at present.
You're a good chap, Hugh. No one ever had a better friend than you.
I'll forget it. We went into all this years ago, the day we left the university.
I don't forget it. Ever.
Well, don't let's talk about it then. Dash it, old man, you're making me feel all hot and uncomfortable. I'll be coming out in a rash if you don't dry up.
All right.
And you'll let me deal with the matter of our little Hetty and make the best arrangements I can?
No, I can't let you do that.
Oh, but hang it all. You don't know the risk you're running. If all that...
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I know all that. But our good friend Utterson will never know anything about this. I'll go down to Hyde's house and see her tomorrow afternoon sometime.
I think you're taking an unnecessary risk.
Why? Utterson doesn't know of the existence of Hyde's house? You didn't tell him anything about it, did you?
Not a word. You gave me the address in strictest confidence. You know that.
Yes, I do. And that's why I haven't any fear of the old man knowing that I've been there.
Well, don't take any risks.
Oh, I won't. Besides, I know a way to make perfectly certain that no one will ever suspect who I am, even if they meet me face to face.
What? You don't mean to say you're going to wear a false nose or something?
Oh, no. I don't mean that.
Oh, there you go, getting all mysterious again.
The mysteries will soon be cleared up, Hughie, my friend. This visit to Hetty will be one of the last of them. And after that, a new life, a new happiness.
Well, take my advice and watch your step. That old blighter still has hopes of getting rid of you. You mark my words.
Well, this is very fortunate. I was on my way to your chambers to see if you were in.
Oh, I was just going to this little tea shop for my morning tea. What about coming too?
Oh, that's a good idea. The weather makes one think of warm cup of tea, a first nip of autumn in the air, isn't it?
The trees were starting to change color when I was coming up from Kent last Monday.
Oh, you still have your country house there?
Oh, yes. I live apart with that. It means a great deal to be able to get away from the city every weekend. Oh, well, here we are. Will you sit here?
No, thank you.
What will you have? Just tea?
Tea and a muffin, I think.
Yes, I'll have the same. Will you see that mine is toasted very well, please, waitress?
Yes, sir. Oh,
now, what is it you wanted to see me about?
Well, a curious coincidence happened to me a while ago. Do you remember the time we were walking home together and saw that man Hyde attack the little girl?
Hyde?
It's not necessary to ask. Neither of us is likely to forget that night.
But why do you ask?
Oh, As an architect, I sometimes have to go into curious parts of London. A short while ago, a client of mine decided to acquire a row of houses and rebuild them as modern residences. Everything was going all right when we suddenly struck a snag. One man refused to sell. And who should this obstinate fellow be but Edward Hyde?
What? He owns a house?
Yes, not a bad house. Fairly good repair, but in about as bad a locality as one of his kind could wish for.
Where is it? You can give me the address?
Oh, of course I can. That's what I've come to see you about. I want you to try and see if you can persuade the fellow to sell.
I don't know that I can do that, but I'm very glad to know where he lives. Very glad indeed.
Oh, well, come then. Let's eat our muffins while they're hot, and I'll tell you all I know about the business.
Edward Hyde at home?
Oh, you.
My name is Utterson.
Margaret Utterson's father?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Come in. I want to shut the door. Germany, come in and I'll talk to you.
Thank you. But may I ask who you are and what you know about my daughter?
Going to marry Henry Dicker next month, isn't she?
Yes, but what has that to do with you?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I used to know him once. That's all past history now, I guess.
When did you know him?
Oh, forget it. Henry is, so why should I bother? What did you come here for?
I wanted to see Mr. Hyde.
Can't understand that. I should think anyone would run a mile rather than see him.
I've come on business.
Well, I can't help you. He hasn't been here for almost 2 weeks. I never know when he's coming. He might be here any minute or he mightn't be here for a month.
And you don't know where I can find him?
No idea. He don't encourage questions, does Edward Hyde.
Have you known him very long?
Too long for my liking.
Well, perhaps if I left a card, you'd give it to him and ask him to get in touch with me.
Oh, I'll do that all right. He'll be back sooner or later. Just when I'm thinking he's gone for good, he always turns up. Worse luck.
You don't sound as though you like this company very much.
What, me? Well, hardly.
Is he a relative of yours?
He's not. He pays me to look after this place.
I see.
No, you don't. You don't see anything. You're a gentleman. You can't imagine anyone like Edward Hyde. I thought I knew what men were like. But I had a lot to learn from him.
Then why do you stay?
I guess that's my business, isn't it? And I guess you'd better get out of here and mind your business, too. He don't like people coming here. And no more do I.
Very well. I'll go. But don't forget, it was yourself who asked me to come in.
I know. I just wanted to talk to you about Henry and your daughter. Is she very pretty?
Very.
Don't mind my asking, will you? But, you see, I used to be very fond of Henry once, and I'm sort of interested, see? Where's the wedding to be? I'd like to see it.
St. Martin's in the Fields. On the 25th of next month. But tell me, when did you know him?
Oh, years and years ago. Oh, he'd hardly remember me. I was just a bit of a kid.
But you said you were fond of him.
So I was. Not that he ever knew it, though. Imagine the feeling to the great Henry Jekyll if he'd realised that the little waitress in the tea shop at Walgrave Corner was shook on him.
Walgrave Corner?
Yes.
That's the village near the college he went to, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
This is of particular interest to me. I'd be glad if you'd tell me anything you can about the boys you knew in Walgrove Corner.
Particularly Henry Jekyll, eh?
Well, naturally, I'm interested in him.
Because he's going to marry your daughter, eh? Well, there's nothing that I know about him that ought to make any difference to that. He never even knew I was alive. That's how much notice he took of me.
I see. Tell me, did you ever know a boy named David Markham?
David Markham? Look at you. What's the sense of all this? What are you after, anyway?
Why are you getting angry?
Because I don't like the way you're quizzing me. And anyhow, I think you better go. If I'd come back and caught me talking to you, there'd be the devil to pay, and I'm the one that'd cop it. So get, do you hear? Go on, get. I think you better go.
Well, not yet, I think.
Oh, Ard, where did you come from?
You were so engrossed in your conversation that neither of you heard me. A most interesting subject. Very interesting. I'm glad I was able to listen to some of the things you said.
You've been listening?
I have. And now, my dear, dear Mr. Utterson, if you will kindly sit down again, I'll tell you the things you so badly want to know about your prospective son-in-law. There's nothing that I don't know about Henry Jekyll, nor he about me. Because we're twin souls, you see. Twin souls.
Gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.